She couldn't get in the gym. And I'm glad they catch these moments because
the doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
But they're not making your life happy, so you have the right to call them all sorts of horrible names. And
I think they do cool stuff. Very creative. Very creative.
You're good.
Hello, blog talkers. We have some problems.
One's back.
We are back.
Hopefully you followed protocol that we've been telling you to do every show. Is if you hear nothing, it's a problem, hang up and call back. And that's probably when that show started, it went silent because we called in to check. That's why we call in to check. You know?
I do have to say somehow in that my soapbox.
Well, soapbox away.
In all my life when I've dated, I haven't really enjoyed dating wealthy men. They have arrogance that I can't handle. And you'd think their cars are like an extension of who they are. And they just, I don't know. I'd rather go out with somebody who's a little bit nervous. Maybe his palms are sweating a little bit. He's so dazzled by my whatever that he can hardly talk.
Do you want to go out with Urkel?
Who's Urkel?
From that old show or... Gilligan from Gilligan's Island, if you want to go out with.
Oh, Gilligan would be fun as hell.
But he would be acting like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather go with a guy. Maybe he's driving a Honda or, you know, what is the other kind of Volkswagen? I don't know. But I think that they have, they're more real. They have more to offer. Steve Urkel.
Yeah. It's from that family. I don't remember what the name of the show was. There's so many of them at that time that they all have the same name to me, so I don't even try to guess.
When I had Jim, I think you were driving a 68 Ford Fairlane.
I've never owned Ford in my entire
life. What did you, was that?
That was probably a 68 Dodge Polara.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, anyway, yeah, I mean, I just, he doesn't impress me.
Don't impress me. I lied. I did own a Ford Ranger. Ford Ranger, but that was not that long ago. But go ahead.
No. Well, if you want to impress me, I'm here with you. But if you wanted to, impress me with your wit. Impress me with your intelligence, but don't be worrying about it, okay? Make me laugh, and a guy that can make you laugh, I think better than a super hot guy. I don't know what the rest of you think. I'm just killing time till we can know that we're absolutely
fine. I told you that. All right. We're good. Everything go. We got one person on hold. Did you talk? If you talk, I haven't talked about the cards. You could do like the real.
All right, I'll do it right now. All right,
hang on, real quick.
What?
Oh.
What? Oh.
At least we know that's okay. We got that taken care of too. Go ahead. We don't need it yet, but when we go to a caller, that would have been important.
All right.
Cards, woman, cards.
Remember, or cards.
Poker.
Yeah, I guess it would be not.
Well,
rich.
That's your preference. That's your preference.
Yeah.
You can do rich cards if you want because it's the same deck.
Not rich.
Into bridge cards. They're just real skinny because people hold 1,000 of them. They're skinnier cards. It's not a special deck. That's like Pinochle that's special. Bridge cards are just regular cards, too. They're just real skinny because they typically hold 4 billion of them. So.
Okay. Well, they're little.
Well, they're skinnier. Yeah. They're skinnier and,
well, we're
gonna, and taller.
Yeah, and I prefer bicycle cards. I know there's, you know, you can get little doggies and little kitties. No, those cards don't work for me.
But Bicycle might make some cards with little pictures on them. I don't know.
I don't know.
We just get the standard that poker go to town. Blue, red, whatever you like.
So that's what we're using. No tarot, no oracle cards, and no other systems for this. It will give you...
angel cards.
Yeah.
These don't call themselves oracle cards. Some of the angel cards do. These do not. I guess tomato, tomato, whatever, you know, you call something what you want. I can call it an iguana card. I don't know. It's a title.
Yes, and I'm going to use full 24-card layout. I have another really cool layout. Grandma called it the bed.
You have to clear your desk.
And she says, you make your bed and then you lay in it. The trouble is, I'm not sure it would be accurate for me. I have to spread the deck out. And then you're supposed to pick out 16 cards.
Yeah, that's true. That's not going to work out that way.
I would be picking them for you, and I'm not sure.
It's true. That is truth. But when the course comes up,
you
will
have
a session on that.
Oh, you're
going to
learn it in the
course. You're going to have a session on that. Yeah, I think it's in the book, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not sure. I know it's in your course.
She said you make your bed, and then you lay in it. I don't know if I already said that. Maybe.
You did. It's okay to say it again, because that's what I call it.
You know what? I go to TJ Maxx and get me a nice knockoff. Steve Madden, or who was that other guy that was on Project Runway?
No, I'm proud to say I have never watched that show, so I can't help you.
Oh, it was good if you're into creative, you know, people with talent. But some of those
I've got no talent.
I would not be confident in most of what they make. So.
Okay. All right, folks.
Okay.
I'm jumping in here. We want to welcome everybody to the show and remind you that this show is for educational and informational purposes only. And for you blog talkers, it's for the patient, because that's two nights in a row we've had some kind of technical problem. This one we nailed quickly and got back on quickly. So, you know, we learn on our feet very fast. Mm-hmm. I also want to remind you folks out there in every land, it's radio, Facebook, I don't care where the hell you are, another dimension. If you're an international caller or person watching or spirit being hovering above us, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout-out like. But a wing this time. I know Suzanne was the first one here.
Yeah.
The land of Scotland.
She made it.
I've seen Jeff from Canada. And I don't know that I've seen anybody. Virgil from the UK.
Virgil, yeah.
And I don't know that I think I have covered everyone. If I
no,
missed you.
No, there's Kirsty, I think.
Is she here?
Well, she's messaging me.
Well, that doesn't mean she's here.
No.
So you shall not get a shout out unless you're here and you tell us. She could be watching and just hadn't had a chance.
Did you get to Jeanette?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking up on you, making sure.
And she is. Yeah, and if I miss you, just say, hey, I'm here. It's cool. This is your only time to get the shout out. I'll regularly know. As you roll in, we work in little pauses and breaks and people catching their breath and we'll give you the shout out. Looks like some kind of dead frog or something, or a dying frog. All right. Bakers, well, first of all, blog talkers, 515-602-9676. For you folks that are like, we have a lot of folks that are in the continental United States and in places in Canada can call us too without paying off their ass. Call in is the best bet. That's our number one priority. So to kind of, except yesterday we alternated. Actually, yesterday was mainly Facebook because of the technical problems.
The calls help us to maintain our standing.
Well, and it's organized. You can see who you are. It's controlled, and it's pretty. There's very little, just tiny little, what do you call it, delay. It's a better reading for you, her, and the whole audience. Facebookers, we all go silent, and a lot of times it's on Friday, Junior. Thursday is what we call it. Fridays blow up, which is really weird.
What is?
Fridays blow up pretty good, which you think it wouldn't. Friday, we get a big list on Friday.
Sunday.
Sunday is the big one of them all.
It knocks it right out of the park.
Yeah, Sunday is the biggest of them all. Fridays are pretty damn good, but 515-602-976, call in, get in the queue.
Uh-oh.
We got some shit down. when you get in the queue, when you come in before the show starts, you hear hold music. And then when the show goes live, you'll be able, you'll be in the queue holding, but you'll be able to hear the show. Now, at the start of this show, things were problemsome, and you folks would have heard nothing. I mean, when you hear nothing, you got to hang up, call back again. And maybe if you call back right away, if you don't have a problem, give us 5 minutes. That means we're re-racking the show. That's all it means. Sometimes you hear nothing. You just got disconnected. You call back, you're in. So that's the deal. We're bringing back to life. Facebookers, we'll get to you when we can. We will.
It might be sooner than you think.
We don't know. You just you can't predict. So you got to just hang loose.
A lot of people go out for happy on Thursdays. It's been set.
Well, and when we re-rack the show tonight, some people didn't come back yet. Wait, maybe the show's having problems again. Maybe they're here yesterday. I said, I'm not going through that again. You know, or something. So that is what it is. Bottom line, you will messenger Deborah Lee out of your video when we open the floor. Don't do it early because we have to hang up. No queue. No hold queue. No cool hold system. So make sure you're 100% sure that we said to do it. But don't do it now. Don't do it. And regardless of how you're getting your reading, the harps, the reading is toast, it's over. You can call back on one of our many, many, many other shows, or you can arrange for a private reading. That's your call. But we have to end all the free readings to move on to the next free reader. But since there are harps, angels, before you depart, we're going to give you a single angel card reading. Tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. So typically, either directly or kind of roundabout way, there's some kind of a healing message in there. So that's a name of that tune, like Tony Bretta used to say.
Okay, Catherine, before I forget, I'm going to need your mailing address, right? Because I will, on Saturday, I will be posting your, isn't that what they call it? I'm going to post your,
I don't know if
your
say post
parcel.
Now. I don't know if you want to say posting nowadays. That sounds like you're going on to social media.
Well, then I am going to go to the Pony Express and make sure that your little something-something gets in, you know, the saddlebag.
We'll have to look at the news and see what the status of the UPS folks are first.
That's not happening till the end of the month.
Okay.
I think they have till the 31st.
That's fine. Then. Okay.
They are taking...
Okay.
With trainees right now, the UPS is planning to go on strike, and they still want to move the, you know, packages for people. But that brings into play crossing a picket line. And a lot of people are very upset. Thank you.
It depends. I mean, there's a two ways to look at it, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's like there's people that would die for their job, as is what they're getting right now. And these folks want more.
You and I have always had the sentiment that if you don't like your job and you're not getting paid enough, move on.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Take a look at their stuff. They got the Teamsters. They're doing pretty well.
And they are well paid.
No, they work at mega hours, and I'm assuming they get overtime, so that means they get mega bucks if they're in overtime, but... They're the number one carrier of the United States.
So I don't know what kind of... Do you remember the trouble with Hormel? Oh, maybe you were too young when they had a strike in southern Minnesota at the Hormel plant.
Might not have been too young. I might just not given two shits.
Well, I didn't really care either.
Well, you must have cared enough.
Well, they were... Some of those people were armed. And they were, pegging off, people crossing picket line. From on top of buildings. It was a big deal. I think the National Guard had to come up for that.
I hate it when that happens. All right, folks, let's, we gotta go to rock and roll, area code 520. It is Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh,
pop up the volume.
I'm picking up my grandson. I'm trying to do this correct. He's not in the car yet, and oh, thank you for taking my call.
Lord.
I don't know, Jen. It's just weird. You know, I didn't know I was actually going to be on the road till the last minute. And the neighbor has just been, this morning he was real kind of prickly and edgy. And last night he was very super attentive. And so I don't know, what's up? I mean, are we still on our path of Hallmark Valentine? Or, you know, I mean, now that the grandkid is here, there's no more playing around. You know, we have to keep it like milk toast and honey.
Yeah. Until he goes to bed.
What were you doing that wasn't already rated G?
They were fondling.
Oh.
They went from
kissing. Yeah, we were, you know what? We were fondling. My grandson does not go to bed. He does not go to bed. He stays up with me. He has his own bedroom. I have my bedroom. He takes a shower, and then he goes to bed after I read stories, and then I head to bed because I'm exhausted. So there's no staying up, you know. And anyway, he would come out and check to see what we were talking about or what we were fondling. No, I'm joking.
Joking. Well, I'm glad you brought this up. I have to tell everybody something. Glad, thank you, Lisa, for mentioning this. Just to give you an idea, do you remember Teresa was here with us last evening? She had a fantastic really other man that she had started dating. This is quickly, things can change. That's really important to know this method. She has ghost fitter all day.
Roger that.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, and, you know, she's heartbroken. But they can switch on like on a dime. And they're probably with your cards. You can tell. But
first of all, quick timeout. First of all, I could address the international folks. International shout out to Rachel in Australia and Kirsty in the UK. Second of all, so it's been less than 24 hour ghosting, right?
Less than.
Well, then of course you have to be automatically think the worst, most horrible, horrible thing, right? Less than 24 frickin' hours.
She's even called and left voice messages.
And there can be no other explanation,
oh,
right?
Well,
in less than 24 frickin' hours.
Well, maybe she is kind of jumping the gun here a little bit.
Yeah, she's got to stop that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but if it's true, that can happen. Maybe something got said when they were together yesterday. Maybe he ran away.
Yeah, he might have run
and maybe
away.
Nothing has frickin' happened. Maybe he's a busy son of a bitch.
Well, yeah.
God.
Yes. So, thank you for bringing that up, because your guy seems a little, what would you call it, kind of...
Moody.
Moody. There you go.
You know, there's pain, and there's pain medications involved, so there are some... excuses built in here.
Yes.
There is things that people have to take into consideration when people are a little edgy, jumpy, moody. There's a lot of stresses going on. I mean, there's a lot of shit that's happened in the past couple weeks.
Right.
So, yeah.
You said his injuries are more expensive than you.
I mean, if he's not throwing boomerangs at you and throwing furniture at you, it's just, it is what it is, maybe. But Deb's going to do the cards and double check, right?
Take a look.
Deb,
is one thing he can do.
Do you think he's lost interest? Because yesterday, he and I went somewhere. We went to the park in the morning. We were hanging out. And then I fell into the lounge chair and crashed. And then I heard him go out. And then I heard a few hours later, I was still sound asleep. And I woke up and I'm stumbling into the kitchen and I just happened to look outside, and he was all dressed up, and he was talking to somebody else, and he had a hat. He had gone out, and so I don't know if that changed his perspective, you know, if he's just not really into it anymore, or.
Did he go somewhere, or what? He went dressed up somewhere?
Oh, yeah, it was obvious. It was obvious the way he was dressed. Yeah, he had gone somewhere.
All right, first we're going to look at cards. When I do a reading like this, I first start with, how does that other person feel?
It's next.
Oh, okay.
But it might
how not. Are they feeling about, in your case, you? And, all of you do come through in my readings. It's not that I'm, like, stalking you metaphysically. It's because you have an impact on my life. You're there. So
you have no control over who shows up in your card.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to find Biden in my cards.
But if he was, you have no control over that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're pissed off at him about something he did, and he might show up. You know, it's possible. I'm just saying. It's not like and if you did have control over your cards, then they would be useless if you could dictate what shows up, because then they would have no meaning.
Well, that's in a way why I'm very distrustful of the Ouija board.
You don't know what the other people are doing.
Yeah,
that's
they're
the
moving
problem.
Yeah.
Except watch that show paranormal on camera. You
invited
so bad.
Out. I think
what happened?
Friend invited him out. They have a guy friend that will invite him out or drop by our house, you know. So I think his guy friend invited him out, I think. I think that's what it was. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Is that?
You're breaking up, Deb. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did they go to a restaurant?
Oh, I didn't
ask
him.
What?
He didn't volunteer the information. I didn't third degree him. I didn't ask him. I did ask him a friendly question or two, but he didn't offer it up. You know, he was very attentive.
I was wondering if he went to maybe the sausage factory.
Or Gervain.
Or Gervain.
Yeah, he went to the sausage factory. How did you guess? I don't know where he went.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, I it's a possibility. Throwing it out there.
I don't know. I think you're right. He's a little bit all over the place. He is thinking things not about you.
Ooh, almost dropped the card.
Not about
almost.
You so much. He's thinking about himself and what his future should hold.
But he's always thought about himself
and
a lot.
He's looking at having real estate in other locations. Has he told you that?
I have to think about it. I don't know. Maybe he did. I can't remember.
You might not remember something like that because it would be just like a business thing, you know. You wouldn't think about real estate's real estate.
Now, when you can't pick up like a intuitive emotional trail or you're not seeing anything about a particular person, it just means their mind is on other things. It doesn't mean that they have, you know, ghosted you, jumped out of your life, anything like that. And even those who do those kinds of things, they will still show in your cards. You'll see them as either still mad, still resentful. I mean, people go through, I'm sorry, Rachel just said, I need a bit of wiener.
She said that a couple minutes.
What?
You know why?
He came in last night, and he was very attentive to me. And it was like, you know, he was in my face, and he was standing up close, and I was just so exhausted, and I was trying to deal with the idea of my grandson and picking him up, and I wasn't into it. I just wasn't into it. You know, sometimes what happens between he and I is he's into it and then I'm not into it. You know, that kind of thing. Because I have other things in my mind.
Sounds like normal, everyday, typical life. You know, we're not all going to be on.
Life in the fast lane.
Now, him and I could have had a raging argument before we came on the air, but we put our show faces on. And then I'll just kill him later.
Right. Great. I could have just got done slaughtering. I could have just got done slaughtering the entire neighbor family.
Yeah, but we got a show to do.
Yeah, but I'm professional, damn it.
We're joking. No, there's nothing here to indicate.
Or are we?
Or yeah, I really think so. It's just the ebb and flow of a relationship.
Is that ebb and flow, right?
Ebb and flow. Okay. Now, if you guys were just strictly friends, platonically, would you be this worried? You'd be thinking, well, he went and did something.
No, and I, you know, he came in last night and he didn't want to go. And I was so tired, and I was thinking of my grandson, how to pick him up, and I just wasn't into it. I just wasn't in, and I knew he was standing there, and he was, like, long pauses and just staring into my eyes. You know, he does that sometimes. It's, you know, I just, sometimes if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Sometimes I'm just not into it.
He stares at you. Kind of creepy, isn't that?
Yeah, is he thinking about ways to chop you up?
No.
I'm just saying, you don't... It's a good way of saying you don't know what's going through the person's mind on the stair. That was a dumb way of saying it.
You're overthinking this. So,
oh, you're right.
It is part two of the first thing we were talking about, overthinking.
Yeah.
That's something that had just happened.
Yeah, for sure.
And
okay, so
no
problem.
If you see a continuing pattern, then, you know, right?
Okay.
No problem. What do his eyes look like when he stares at you?
No, they're just big and blue, and they're very nice. They're very loving. It's just I'm not into it. I'm not tuning in. I'm thinking about my grandson. I'm thinking about my leg. I'm thinking how tired I am. I knew that he had gone out. I was a little PO'd about that. But he doesn't owe me his life. We're not married. You know, I have to talk to myself. I'm talking myself down off the ledge.
Well,
hey,
good.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, talking yourself down.
Maybe not look at all of this so intensely. I mean, Lisa, you put this guy through many obstacle courses. And he has unfailingly been there for you. And that's a lot.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You don't know. But, you know.
Sometimes I just get tired of it. You know,
Well, sure. I mean, you have to be
tired. My pain is tired. I'm tired.
She's Lily Von Stoop.
I'm tired.
Can't you see these poop? Little blazing saddles. Lily Von Stoop. You got to watch that to get the reference.
Yeah, she did
Madeline
that
Kahn. I'm so tired. With her little Elmer Fudd accent with German to it. But she's an Elmer Fudd German. Wah, 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 wah. Yep. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Ring my bell. So it's a harp. All right. The subject of a healing card is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There is peace. There's clarity.
Anyway,
magical healing has just
know.
Taken place. A gift from
know.
Your guardian angel.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I did.
It didn't really resonate for you.
She's flustered.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, when somebody isn't forthcoming.
Are you by yourself?
Yes, I am. I'm driving the parking lot here looking for my
It sounds like she's having a conversation with somebody else.
No, I'm not having a conversation with anybody else. I'm trying to...
you have a head injury at all, are you?
I'm very annoyed with my neighbor. I'm just so annoyed with him. I'm just so annoyed.
Here's the thing. When somebody isn't forthcoming in a relationship that has connotations of being romantic, of being a love relationship, the other person's going to get freaking tired of having to anticipate the moves. Make the moves. Try to get that person over the fence.
Everybody's got their limitations.
Have you ever actually tried to heed somebody over the fence? Yeah, if you go like this, they're going to put a foot in that, and you can push them. Try just, you know, pushing on their buttocks. It's a hard job.
I don't believe that for 100% attention because she's multitasking.
Well, that's fine, but everybody else is hanging on my every word. I just know it.
She's pulling into a parking lot.
Yeah, she's looking for the kid, I think.
So, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You're at a place where another man could come along and just scoop you right up and carry you off.
You got that right. I'm so sick of this. You got that right.
That's what it is.
I hear that.
I get a little pissed off, and I say, I say F you to him is what I say in my mind. I'm giving him best.
You do say that every 4 to 7 days. Every 4 to 7 days you say that.
Well, it's
and then you go back.
Yeah. But
he does something.
Welcome back from the toilet, Suzanne, in Scotland.
What is your water
bill?
All right. Well, Lisa, I think you're actually beginning to get interest in this because it was a good go. You had a good run. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they'll be cupiding tomorrow.
You know what?
I'm
going to have to listen to the show afterwards. Here's my grandson, and
sorry. Yeah, she's been real busy. All right, we understand.
Has he showed up?
Yeah.
Okay, you go now.
Boom out.
But you know what?
All right,
here's another thing.
What?
Okay, thank you.
What?
I'm pissed off because I'm just tired of all this shit.
Can't you see she's pooped?
Okay,
well,
I've got it. I'm sorry, I have to hang up.
All right, you go. You go now. You know where to find us when you get on the day. Oh, she hung up fast as shit.
Yeah, and
faster
I think
than lightning. You can talk to her because she says she's going
to
watch it again.
She's got a balance on the.
Well, don't worry. Well,
on my 800 number.
Okay, well, but you can tell her anything. She says she's going to try to rewatch it if she can, or re-listen to it on Blog.
All right, Lisa, for you. I went in and reviewed, and I believe you have a balance.
Well, she should be able to go in and check
on the 800 number. Yeah, but it's been there for quite some time, so.
But she can. If you go in, you can check. They make you kind of go on the computer and create something.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like you reach a point that keeps, like, jerking you around or dicking around with you, and pretty soon you feel like saying, you know what? I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this anymore. Living right next door to the guy. You know. Yeah. Crazy Rachel says. She probably wants to say the fish or cut bait. Poop or get off the pod. You know, something. And say, make a move. Right, Lisa? I know you're listening to
right,
the show.
Right. Your body well, right. Your body well, right. Ready? You know what?
What?
Let's go crazy. Ooh, ooh, little prince.
Yeah.
Facebookers. Sorry. Blog Talkers, we got you. We're going to go back. We're just going to go do the Facebook switch real quick. Real quickity, lickety, quickity, and then we'll go back to the Blog Talk. Right? Oh, the door is open now. Messenger call takes priority over anybody going typesite. Audio video to Deborah Lee. That's gonna trump anybody going typesite their question. So.
Okay, maybe not.
Deb, it takes a while. Remember, I audibilize it, so they're just now hearing it.
Yeah. I love sausage. Yes.
What's cool is what I like now. They're talking about traditional ones that have been around forever. Now you go to like that Central Meats. Yeah, they're people are freaking going outside the box. They have sage, a lot of chicken. They have lava sausages. Yeah. They have a good habanero one down at that Central Meat.
Let's go back and get some potato sausage down there.
Those last time we went there, they didn't have them. We have to go on their website to see.
Yeah, we should.
Well, to see if they have them or not.
Porchetta.
The Italian porchetta.
Like,
they always have.
Yes.
They always have.
Oh, I love that. All seasoned up.
And their Wisconsin style brats are pretty good.
I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this, but I actually made a bona fide lasagna soup yesterday. Didn't have everything to make lasagna. And my lasagna comes out like a brick.
The thing you really were missing was the ricotta. Was the cheese.
No.
You had sausages and meats.
I put sausage in it, yeah.
You had sausages and meats. And you didn't have the parmesan.
Yeah, and no ricotta.
Yeah, you didn't have those two cheeses. But the soup, I had that today. I was looking at the red, because sometimes she makes a lot of tomato soups. And I'm like, here's another tomato soup. It's like, oh, no. That was like spaghetti, Italian lasagna spaghetti sauce. That was great as hell.
So I cheated with sharp cheddar instead of Parmesan.
It was great.
And I'm glad you like it because there's quite a bit left.
Well, it will get eaten. Trust me. It will get eaten.
Yeah. I like to experiment around. Not a baker. I don't do sugar.
Well, Virgil, you had a chicken sausage, but it was an Athens. It's not the chicken sausage problem. It's
what's Athens?
Probably didn't really keep it preserved real well. But we get chicken sausage here all the time, and they don't make it puke.
Was it spoiled? It made him throw up.
He said he made it throw up, so obviously that means it was obviously not preserved real well.
Daryl was there, my late husband. He said they served him a hamburger. Some sort of Greek burger.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's eating it, he looked. There's half of a cockroach in there. Mm. Nice big one, too.
Bonus.
Yeah, but he did puke also.
Mm. Well, you got to do what you got to do. All right.
Well,
I'm taking the first question we got. Type. She typed it pretty much really fat. She says, she's supposed to be getting some money. Will she ever get it, or will I have to wait much longer, please? So she's got money coming. You can tell us what it's about.
I wonder if it's is it maybe inheritance from your husband?
You can tell us that as the cards go down.
Life insurance.
So she obviously is expecting it to come. She's looking for a time frame. Or did she say will it ever? Like, she's not sure. Let's see here.
You know what? Kirstie, your baby girl is adorable. You know, you got to get her into, I say this to everybody who's got a really good-looking child. Not those ones with the monkey faces. I mean, there's an old saying where I come from. Ugly in the cradle, pretty at the table, which means as they grow up.
Yeah.
You get her into, like, catalogs. Not those stupid little, what do they call them? Those pageants now.
Oh.
I think those are just a ploy to take a lot of money from parents. Oh, boy, you're going to have to go get that card. Woo, it flew. If any of you saw it, it went,
son of a bitch. And it's not the thing getting it now that there's shit all over the place.
Down this way. The only way I can get it, Deb.
Down underneath?
Yeah. That shit that disappeared.
Jim's going under the table.
That stuff needs to vanish.
Oh, Jim, yeah. Great.
I'm not happy.
You know.
Not with that. With that.
No,
where? That was not good stuff.
All right. Now I got to figure out where this was supposed to be.
Well, where's the next place a card would go down?
I'm going to hope it's there. But it was a card that means documents. Legal documents, could be wills, could be regarding...
Kirstie, we're doing your reading now. What do you mean would it be easier for you to call? Are you on Earth, Kirstie? I know you're in the UK, but I thought it was still on this planet.
Maybe it's that new moon thing.
Oh, no. And we have a...
Oh, God.
Got an ass wipe in here.
IFA. IFA. Hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, IFA kick you to the curb there, you frickin' jackwad.
And don't come back.
They just got banned from here, and I go finish them off on Facebook page. Oh, it's a chick. Well, yeah, that's just a picture of a chick.
Oh, yes. Kirstie, it's coming. All right. It's breathing. Hard.
It's breathing really hard and working up a sweat.
It's coming.
She was like looking for when.
When is up? I would say
sooner. She's gonna have to wait a while.
No, I'm not feeling there's much of a wait. It could be on its way to you right as we speak. Right. So you do have.
It was from my husband's dad, I guess she said.
Oh,
it was either from my husband's dad or my husband. Dad and she forgot to put an E in there. I don't know which. It's amazing how one letter can make a big difference. But she'll have to tell us. But anyway, where it's coming from, it's money.
It's money.
Money.
It's coming to you.
Money.
So don't worry about it. I mean, worry only creates more worry. So what you want to do is be very expectant. You know, the money's coming. Just like we could say, the baby's coming. The money is coming.
Show me the money.
That was a good movie. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right. For Kirstie, your angel card reading, healing angel card reading, is from Archangel Gabriel. And he says, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Yep, there you go. Can't get any better than that. Do you know somebody in California won $1 billion?
Yep, the Powerball, $1 billion. Well, we say somebody, a ticket won it. Now, 20
yeah.
people could have been in on it.
You know, they say not to tell anybody, not to turn it in right away.
Right.
I'd be running to Richmond.
No.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, yes, but here, we assume that's where you would go, probably mm-hmm. to Richmond. Because you got to, they always say to sign it right away, maybe take a picture of yourself with it and a few things like that. And then, because some of your friends might not be friends for $1 billion.
Well, if
or they might tell their friends and their friends and one of their friends is a freaking killer.
Ah.
Is willing to murder somebody for $500 million. 500 million because you get half up front.
You know, also if you're in the military and like that, they
which and nobody gets flying goat crap.
No, because they know you'd pay everybody to do your
because you wouldn't give two squat about your job.
No.
It's like, hey, I need you to go dig that latrine there, Private. I need you to go kiss my ass. Yep. I'm rich. You can kiss me. Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, that's it. We're going back to the blog talk, Deb.
Yeah, you're going to get it. So hang on now, Kirstie.
Hang on, Kirstie. Kirstie, hang on.
Sloopy.
Yeah. I put her name in. You know, that's hilarious. It's some chick's name is Sloopy.
I don't think it's about a woman.
Look up the lyrics. Look them up.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell anybody. I'm going to give some to your mom or to your dad or to your sister or your kids. And it works. It's going to go. And then pretty soon you're going to have all kinds of high-end car salesmen. And
usually those offices will have lists of people, the lawyers and stuff like that, that can help you, that are trustworthy.
Yeah, true.
Investors and stuff like that. And
I was shocked, though, that it was that $1 billion.
Well, yeah, I played. I got nothing.
I can't play. It's frustrating.
I didn't buy $1,000 worth of tickets because now that pissed me off. If I just a few bucks, whoop-dee-doo. I could spend a few bucks on a Big Mac or something. Who cares? You buy a few bucks. All right. Are we ready, Deb?
Are we? Oh, yeah. Let's find out who the ones are.
Oh, this is a Skype call. Could be anywhere on this planet. Hello.
Hello. Who's with us?
Hello, my friends. It's Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Oh, Wendy.
Well, hello, Miss Wendy. How
well, welcome.
Are you?
And she was pretty patient. She's been
yes.
holding for quite some time. Thank you, Wendy.
Well, thank you. Oh, Jimbo and Deborah, I had a horrific experience yesterday. I was so happy with this agency that I'm with, and I've been with them since July 1, and I've been very flexible with them, and I've been very kind to every caregiver. They sent over a total of maybe 5 caregivers. One of them, I did politely speak up, and I said, don't send this one back because she wasn't nice. And so 1 out of 5, I don't think that's bad. And
nope.
They told me, well, we want you to be happy. We want you to wind up with 1 or maybe 2 caregivers. And I thought, great. Anyway, Nicole was my favorite, and she was going to be my permanent caregiver every day except for Saturday. And I even had a call from Maggie on the 17th congratulating me that they had found the perfect caregiver. And I was happy. Nicole was happy. And then Nicole was here on the 18th and she left. And then I got a call 2 hours later and I got an email, and they said basically that they were ceasing to render services to me because they were having trouble finding caregivers for just 1 hour. And I could not understand that because the conversation was so clear with Maggie from the office. And Nicole, I had talked to her earlier that morning, and she seemed happy. And I'm completely snowed by this. And it made me wonder if there's got to be something more to this, but I think you should be aware that there was an issue that I called and I spoke to them regarding the billing very nicely because something didn't seem right. The hours were more than what had actually been for one particular caregiver. So I very politely brought that up to the business manager, and she was very professional and very supportive, and she actually said on the recorded line that she has been talked to in the past. She pads her time sheet, and she apologized over and over to me. And then she said, well, do you want her to come back? And all I said was, well, I feel a little awkward because that kind of breaks trust. And so I hope I wasn't bad to say that. Anyway, the next thing I know, the following day I got another email from the business manager, and she said, Wendy, I apologize. We are refunding you 2 hours, $120, because of what's been going on with that particular caregiver. So basically, you and I know that that's illegal for the caregiver to do that. My intent was not to get anybody in trouble, but my money is important to me. So I don't – when the two ladies called me the next day, oh, their demeanor and their attitude was hurtful. It was very snotty. And I was in shock, and they said, well, we're ending our contract, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I've been easy to work with. They didn't care what I said. Anyway, they said, well, you can talk to the owner, Paul, if you want. And I said, please ask him to call me. I actually got an email from Paul this morning stating that he was texting me because he wasn't sure what time I got up. But Paul actually sent a caregiver today, and he's going to send Tanya tomorrow. I think that he's covering his rear end, actually, because it's very hurtful to deny healthcare coverage for no reason. So I don't know, did Nicole say something that I'm not aware of? My reputation is important to me. I'm going to email the owner, Paul, and I'm going to say, I would really appreciate a phone call with you tomorrow. Can we schedule a telephone appointment? And I hope he calls me, because I'm going to ask him, you know, to pull the calls and tell him my side, because I've done nothing wrong. So what's going to – but I did find another agency that came out today, and we had a great rapport, and they'll be starting next week. But I'd like to be able to at least keep this company in my back pocket. I'm innocent. It's almost like somebody lied about me or something, which I hope did not happen. Yeah. What is going to happen here?
All right, well, she's putting the card down, but it looks like this is starting to be a theme in this business that people like to fudge numbers and try to milk extra money out of the insurance company, and you have to be part of it. So,
most people are not as aware as you are.
Just like, they're here and or whatever. But, yeah, you know what? It seems like she's beginning to
Well, I feel that you talking to Paul is a big step in the right direction. And I think that man is going to take personal care of you. And also, I think he's covering his backside.
Sure.
Because they all smell trouble.
Yeah, they don't want to get on the blacklist where insurance companies won't be in business.
They don't want the investigation.
Medicaid care
fraud is huge.
And if they get put on some kind of no-no list, they're done. Now they're out of business.
Well,
I'm
shocked that the business manager told me that woman's padding her time card and that she's been talked to. You know, that was on a recorded line. I think she probably should not have said that. And I don't know if
probably
that's
not
part of them disconnecting with me.
Well, I'm not picking up much on it. I think they get rid of folks. Oh, they get rid of people that are high maintenance to them and potential whistleblowers.
And the owner might not even know. Some owners are not are kind of disconnected and aren't really following what the people that are running the place are doing.
Exactly.
So, but you didn't see anything negative out of that, really, that they were going to, the bridge wasn't going to be burned with this place, really, was it?
I don't believe so. I think that man is going to take personal care of you.
She's looking at another care provider, but they might still be in her
pocket. When I speak to Paul, I speak very articulately, and I have all my notes, and I'm going to tell him, from a professional point of view, Mr. Turp, I almost said his name, oh my God. I'm going to say, Paul, I understand that every call is recorded. Could you please give me the courtesy of listening to all the calls, and I'd love your honest feedback, you know, as a patient, I don't ask a lot. I'm very kind to every caregiver, but I also want it to be revealed if maybe Nicole, the lady that I was doing business with, did she say something horrible about me?
No, I didn't see it on that level. I think Dan is going to do right by you. I really do. I wanted to mention something else that might be of interest to you in your reading. The man that I feel you are going to find a real soulmate connection with has recently lost his wife. So that came through, and I had always felt he was a widower.
You were right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he is going to, he looks to me like he's already done a lot of his grieving. And that happens, you know. Yeah, especially when you're dealing with a long-term illness.
Yeah.
You already start to get ready.
Yeah, there's probably a certain point where you can't even fake yourself and realize that there could be some miracle coming. Kind of like, yeah, there could be a miracle, but odds aren't.
Well, like how you and I were carrying Derek.
I'm just saying that. I'm saying in general. So you can say the writing's on the wall. Then you start just hoping for longevity.
Yeah, and they lose their ability to eat or drink. I mean, their organs are shut down.
A lot of it's their will to do so. They can if they just don't want it. They don't want it. There's no reason. It doesn't appeal to them.
Yeah.
Jeff recently lost his wife. Are you saying Paul lost his wife?
Your knight in shining armor.
A person that you have not met yet. That's going
to
be yours.
Okay. So the man that I'm going to meet recently lost his wife. I'm sorry that happened to him.
Recent could be relative too, right? How long is that recent, right?
Very true. But he's getting very much ready to enter a new life. And you're certainly full of life there, Wendy. I think that he would find you so charming.
It's like chicks up. Fireball. All right, real quick, Wendy, here is your healing angel card. Subject is adventure. Instead of seeing the current situation as an obstacle, try it as an adventure. Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you currently imagine. Instead of seeing things as either black or white, try to explore all the colors in between. Might be what you asked about. Might be else in your life. We don't know because these are not our cards.
Well, and I want to say one thing to you, Wendy. I really admire this man's integrity because I feel his wife was ill for a very long time, and he didn't go out and start another relationship. You know, he was there for her. He was a very kind caregiver to her. And for that,
thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and he's going to have the blessing of you.
And the blessing of the angels.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Wendy.
Thank
you. Wendy, for calling us.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah.
Deborah, did you say that Paul, the owner, will actually want to continue rendering service to me?
I would be shocked if he doesn't. I think he wants to really make sure that you are very happy and satisfied.
Is he going to try to work with you on a resolution? You know, you guys will have the conversation.
No, it really hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday because these two women were like witches, and they were snotty to me, and their tone of voice was horrible. And I don't deserve that, Deborah and Jim. I don't. And it really conflicts with everything. I can tell them that Maggie called me the day before, and she was so happy for me that we found a permanent caregiver. And then it's like black and white, and that it was a nightmare for me. And I think that he should apologize profusely to me. Will he find out? That actually, I'd love him to pull the call where I spoke to those women and see, I'd love him to hear their tone of voice with me and how they tried to manipulate, I said, in response. And so I'm going to be very honest. And will he, after he does that, he should apologize to me. Will he do it?
Well, I would assume that he would.
The cards have been put back up into the deck. That actual apologizing, we don't know, right? Saw that he's going to try to work with her, and maybe an apology will come out of that.
That personal attention is...
And he may. If he's an owner and wants to continue some kind of a professional relationship, then I would imagine he would, but you didn't specifically see it on that layout.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Wendy.
We got a roll. What's the best for you?
Okay. Well, I met with a new company called Welcome Home today, and we had a great rapport, and it was so hot here. I gave her a cold tea to drink, and she appreciated it. So will that company work out for me for a long time?
We got to go, Wendy.
Honey, I think they will, yes. Call us again. We'll be here over the weekend. We can look at
We'll be here on RoboCard Friday, but those aren't necessarily good cards. But thank you so much, Wendy. We got a rock and roll. You have a good one. Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Lady, I feel bad for her.
Yes, but her cards were positive, though.
Well, I think
that's what matters.
This is like a calling on her life.
It was a crappy experience.
Straighten stuff out.
She had a crappy experience that she didn't deserve, but I mean, she's already right away practically went and looked at another caregiver company. And then you're looking at this guy may still want to, you know, work things out. So she's actually got going to work out better, maybe. Show up two.
I think that it will work out.
Two choices better than one choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Well, do you think we should
depart?
Yeah, it is. It is only Friday Junior, but Friday is a work day. But RoboCard Friday is a different ball game.
Somebody asked me about my daughter-in-law.
Which one?
The one that...
Oh, yeah, I got you. The current one that's got issues. Yes.
So, remember I said I had to go because I needed to make a phone call or speak with her. I did speak with her.
Oh, boy.
And she, last night, was quite emotional. She was crying, pleading with me, please come.
Jekyll,
need you here. You know, and it was like pushing midnight, and I said, I'll do that. I will right now go and make arrangements for an airplane ticket. And I did. I was scheduled to leave on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. What happened is all night long, she got bizarre messages of, you've got to cancel that. You can't come here. Your husband, Jim. She said, your husband, Jim, doesn't want you here. And it just was, I mean, she even has asked me yesterday, she said, how many husbands do I have?
Yeah, she's got some issues.
And then today I called her back before the show and I said, hon, we need to get you some help. And she got very fiery with me and said, I don't need help. You people keep trying to put me in the hospital. And all I say is, okay, you don't need any help because she just wasn't buying it.
It's not going to happen. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She sees the primary care physician.
Supposed to see.
Yeah, on the 28th.
Oh, it's my birthday. Hey, happy fucking birthday.
Oh, that's right. In the meantime, my poor son is going crazy.
We got to go to Park Lane this weekend.
Yes, we do. And anyway, thank you for asking. It's a mess. So I am glad I'm going to, you know, luckily I bought a business and we will just go together.
But that's not going to be anytime soon with Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
No, he's working on a nuclear rocket to bring people to Mars, right? No.
Which, of course, is not even, there's 0% accuracy to that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, he's got a big project, so.
And it's all over the place. They can't nail down the time. Looks like it's October. Doesn't look like it's October. We've got other stuff. Yeah, you
know. I don't know how my son is going to work this out with her not wanting to cooperate with, say, any kind of treatment.
You might have to go to a judge.
What, and have her committed?
Yeah.
Boy.
Might have to start calling the cops on her.
Yes, she calls the... Last night she kept saying, I don't think you're really Lance's mother, and I'm going to call the police. I mean, oh, my poor son has to get up the oh dark 30,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go perform, well, compose and, you know, play his music with the band. And I worry for his safety, but it's not in the cards.
It's probably this safety, his sanity safety, not his physical safety.
Yeah.
He's got to not go nuts. You know what? He probably wants to pick her up and just get rid of her. Not like murder her, but he wants to pack her up in a box and send her away right now.
Well, one day she says she wants to go back to Japan. The next day, she's very much against it.
I'd stick her ass on a one-way ticket, and then I don't know what I would do.
You don't know.
I would divorce her ass quick.
He loves her. That's the problem.
Well, you know what? I love a lot of things. I don't got to marry that shit.
You know what? He talks big and bad, but you ought to see him with dogs.
You know what? Because they don't turn on you.
He holds conversations with them.
They don't turn on you. Even if you did something wrong, they don't hold a grudge. They don't.
So it's pretty funny.
They don't hold grudges.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you know.
All right. So anybody, anyway.
Lisa's listening, and Blog Talkers that just rolled up. Sorry, it better early than late.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We shall be back tomorrow. Friday is a Rebel Card Friday. That's usually a pretty good show. And typically, if nothing's going on, we will stay up. We'll stay on a lot longer.
Yeah, we do.
We try to. So, that was little who did Tony Beretta.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he goes, that's the name of that. He says it all the time. That's the name of that tune on the show.
I still think he killed his wife.
Well, he absolutely did, 100% did. But he got away with it because he was 50% smart. And
well, the evidence just wasn't there.
They just didn't have enough evidence. And, you know, it's got to be, if there's any reasonable doubt, you got to say no.
Well, she was scum of the earth anyway.
But he chose. Oh, no, they had a horrible life.
Everybody, see you tomorrow.
Because we just rock.